Welcome and come on into the journaling room. Whether you're a seasoned writer or just staring at a blank page for the first time, the journaling room is here to meet you where you are. Let's discover together how journaling can unlock clarity, healing, and a deeper connection to your story. Let's get started. Welcome back to the journaling room, friends. I'm Kendall Snyder, your host, and today's episode is one that I wanted to share in the weeks right before Thanksgiving, because for so many of us, this season is complicated. We're surrounded by cultural images of the perfect holiday table, smiling families, gratitude flowing, laughter in every corner. And sometimes it does look like that, but often it doesn't. Maybe there's an empty chair. Maybe there's a rift that hasn't healed. Maybe you're walking into tension that's been simmering for years. Or maybe you just don't feel joy this season because of grief, exhaustion, or a disappointment that's louder than gratitude. Here's the truth. We can't always fix it. We can't bring people back, force others to change, or erase years of brokenness in a single meal. But friends, you can move toward peace. Peace with what is, even if it feels far from perfect. In coaching terms, pain and suffering are really not the same thing. Pain is the initial experience, the loss, the initial tension, the conflict. But suffering is what happens when we layer resistance and distorted false thoughts on top of that pain. For example, the grief hurts, but suffering multiplies when we keep repeating, "It shouldn't be this way." Family conflict is hard, but suffering deepens when we add, "If only they would just change." The empty chair aches, and suffering compounds when we think, "I can't live without them here." This is what we call a cognitive distortion. It's really all or nothing thinking, should statements, or catastrophizing. And the more that we argue with reality, the more trapped we feel. When I was writing this podcast episode, Amy Carmichael's poem, "In Acceptance Lieth Peace," came to mind. I'm going to be quoting several of her stanzas from this poem in the episode today. "In acceptance lieth peace. He said, I will accept the breaking sorrow, which God tomorrow will to his son explain. Then did the turmoil deep within him cease. Not vain the word, not vain, for in acceptance lieth peace." So friend, what suffering are you creating for yourself by resisting reality? From a psychological perspective, journaling works here because it engages both our cognitive and our emotional processing systems. Writing slows down our thoughts. Writing creates emotional exposure in a safe way. Writing promotes cognitive reappraisal, because when you see your words on paper, you can evaluate whether your thoughts are helpful or accurate or distorted. And writing restores your agency, because even when you can't control others or hard circumstances, and I want to give this podcast in such humility and with such compassion, because there are really hard circumstances. But even in those, you can still choose how to think and to show up. So writing helps when we can't fix it. Your journal could even become a laboratory for testing thoughts, noticing the unhelpful ones, and choosing others on purpose. Amy Carmichael continues to write, "He said, I will accept the seasons fleeting, the chance of meeting, the gift of love once given. I will believe there's purpose in its loss. and in acceptance even is hidden gain. I want to leave you with a three-step journaling practice here. This will be familiar to you if you've been around my podcast. But step one is always naming what is, right? Radical honesty is the first step toward acceptance. Instead of minimizing, let's notice and write what's actually true. Naming the reality doesn't make you weaker. It makes you more resilient because you stop fighting shadows and deal with what is actually real. Here are a few prompts here. What feels unfixable right now is, the grief I'm carrying into this holiday is, the tension I feel around my family is, and if I'd stopped minimizing, I'd admit that. Step two is to release the illusion of control. Much of our suffering comes from overestimating what's in our control and underestimating our ability to choose our response. I'm going to say that again. What if much of our suffering comes from overestimating what's in our control and underestimating our ability to choose our response? Amy Carmichael continues, he said, I will accept the death of dear desire, imprisoned higher, no longer mine to claim. I lay it down, and in its silent place, there burns a steadier flame, a light of peace. Here are some prompts that will help you in this releasing step. What I wish I could change about this situation is, the expectation I keep holding on to is, what I've tried to fix but can't is, the part I need to release is. And then, as step three, we're going to decide on purpose to choose peace in the middle of the hard thing. Acceptance is not resignation, it's active. It's saying, I don't control everything, but I do control how I think, how I show up, and what thoughts I'm going to anchor myself in. So here are a couple prompts to work this through. Even though this is hard, the way I want to show up is, the truth I choose to hold to today is, and my intention for this holiday is. Oh friends, you can't fix everything this Thanksgiving. You can't fix grief or broken relationships or other people's words or choices, but you can choose how you want to show up. You can name what is, release what isn't. Release what isn't yours to carry and choose peace in the middle of it. Amy Carmichael's closing words just resonate here. He said, I will accept the broken plan, the dream o'ertaken, the hand withdrawn from mine, and I will wait, though waiting not be ease, in quietness divine, for in acceptance lieth peace. So this week, before or after you sit down at the table, give yourself 5 or 10 minutes with your journal. Be honest. Write the things you wish you could change and then release them. Because peace doesn't come when everything is fixed. Peace comes when you stop trying to fix it all yourself and remember the truth of what God says. Talk soon. Thank you so much for spending time with me in the journaling room. I'm so excited to walk this journey with you. Be sure to subscribe so you don't miss any future episodes. And if you found this one helpful, I'd love for you to leave a review or share it with a friend who might enjoy it too. To find out more about my one-on-one life coaching practice, you can find me on Instagram and Facebook at Kendall Snyder Coaching. Until next time, remember, your thoughts matter, your story matters. Let's step into it one journal entry at a time. Talk soon.